Tomorrow's mid-year economic update, or MIEFO, is shaping up as an opportunity for Treasurer Scott Morrison to dump some of his predecessor's failed savings measures. In the words of Stephen Anthony, Chief Economist at Industry Super Australia, Mr. Morrison will be using MIEFO to take out the trash. But with the iron ore price down to a new low of $37 a tonne, Mr. Morrison's bigger worry is what happens next year as China continues to slow. Stephen Anthony is speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
What I expect the Treasurer to do in MIEFO is essentially to take out the trash, to discard some of the controversial savings options that have been blocked in the Senate to do with higher education and other family and other budget savings, and to look to reboot the savings process around areas that are more measured, more balanced, sharing the load of adjustment across the community in a way that possibly has those that would benefit from an upswing in the economy carrying more of the load.
So once again, undoing or rolling back some of the unpopular measures undertaken when Joe Hockey was Treasurer.
Exactly. The whole idea is to do this now, to essentially set the reset button, to help rebuild political capital, particularly with the crossbenchers, and to establish a reasonable framework around which significant tax reform can be passed. And at the moment, there's just too many bad memories that are blocking a more positive policy agenda.
And of course, in the bigger picture, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, is having to deal with external forces such as a slowing China economy, falling commodity prices, and what might happen or even get worse next year.
Well, that's exactly right. Clearly, our terms of trade have fallen somewhat compared to where they were at budget. Although the dollar has fallen also, and that certainly soaks up some of that adjustment. But looking forward, you would be hard pressed to forecast a budget that didn't have terms of trade falls continuing, and that wasn't included in the last budget. So the Treasurer has to include those falls. As well as that, the real economy is probably growing less quickly than we thought it would, and that's assuming that we don't have a downturn, presumably made in China.
And this morning, the iron ore price is down to $37 a tonne, and that's slightly below the $38 that Joe Hockey had told Treasury to factor in.
There you go. And you would expect that Scott Morrison will do his best to include an iron ore price that is somewhat lower than even that. The idea being that he should try to produce budget forecasts that actually undershoot, so that next year he's not constantly put in this position where there is bad budget news because of unfavourable parameter variations, particularly in the lead-up to the next election.
Stephen Anthony, Chief Economist at Industry Super Australia, with our business editor Peter Ryan.